Hey, this is Leon De Pria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. In today's broadcast, I'm going to share with you, how do we choose the best study Bible? Or how do I know what Bible is the best for me? And then obviously, we're going to get into the different Bible translations. There are so many, people don't know what to choose from. So stay tuned. Today, we're going to unwrap that. Welcome to today's show, and we have looked yesterday's episode about why it is important to master in a certain topic or master a topic in the Bible. And if you haven't listened to the to yesterday's episode regarding keys on why you must master one topic, I want to encourage you, go to yesterday's podcast. You will be blessed. You know, this whole week, I want to focus on the Word of God, simple practical keys on how we can make it more rich, how we can enrich our Bible study, how we can enrich our devotional time, and how can we get the most out of our time in the Word. You know, so many people read the Bible, but they don't study it. That is, it is one of the lies of the enemy, where we think that we can just read. Yes, it'll bring change. But, you know, the Scripture makes it very clear that we should rightly divide the Word of truth. And when we do it, we present ourselves approved to God. Rightly dividing, it means the mathematics of the word. If I get a verse or a scripture, I must be able to reference it to another scripture. I must be able to dissect it. I must be able to divide it, pull it apart, do an exegetical study. It might sound much more difficult than what it really is. It is actually so simple. I did a series with our church and our leaders on it, and I want to bless you with this refreshing course, if I can say it like this, of practical, simple things. Today we're going to look into how do I choose the best Bible for myself? How do I choose the best study Bible? And what are all these different Bible translations, and which one should I be reading on a daily basis? And I'm going to tell you what I do as well. You know, let's go to the scripture first to start off. Joshua chapter number 1 verse 8. This is a very powerful verse when it comes to the Word of God. Listen to this. It says this, "This book of the law, this word, this Bible, shall not depart from your mouth." What it means is, it simply means that you shall not stop speaking the Word of God, but you shall meditate in it day and night. It doesn't say you shall meditate on it. You shall meditate in it. There's a difference to read the Word and get into the Word. There's a difference about somebody opening up the Bible or the Bible being opened up to them. It takes the Holy Spirit to open up a verse to you, to open up the Word to you. You know, the disciples on the road of Emmaus, when they were walking with Jesus after his resurrection, not knowing it was him, the Bible says their eyes were restrained from seeing him. But when they came to the knowledge that it was him, after he left them, after he spent the night with them, they were saying these words. They said, "Did our hearts not burn inside of us when he opened up the scriptures to us?" When he opened up the scriptures. A lot of people are not in a place of alignment where God can open up the scripture, or the Holy Spirit can open up the scripture for them. So they end up with a letter and not the word with the Spirit of God. They end up with a graphi word, the logos, the graphi only, and not rhema. You need to have both. You need to have the letter and the spirit to breathe life. And you know, this is why in Joshua 1 verse 8, it's, the Bible says, "But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." You shall do everything that is written in it. For then, only then, once the word is not departing from your mouth, you keep on speaking it. Once you're meditating in it, then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. Basically, English version. You shall not stop speaking the word. It shall not leave you. You shall speak it from morning to night, number one. You will read it and study it, meditate on it. The word meditate means to mutter under the sound of your voice. It means to speak softly, and it means to roar, to speak loudly the word. That is what the word meditate means. So he says, look, it shall not depart from your mouth. You will meditate in it. You shall not stop speaking the word. You will be in it. It'll mutter under your breath. You will speak it softly and you will roar it. And when you do exactly what the word is saying, then you will become rich. You'll become prosperous, full of prosperity, and you will be successful in every area of your life. That is why this morning's podcast, and in fact this whole week's podcast, is so important, because so many believers and Christians find it easy to pray or have prayer meetings, but difficult to read the word on themselves. Why? Because the devil knows your prosperity and your success is locked up in the word. You know, King David said something powerful in Psalm 119 verse 11. He said, your word I have hidden in my heart. I have meditated upon it, memorized it, put it into my heart, that I may not sin against you. Listen, studying the word, memorizing the word, meditating upon it will give you power to overcome sin. It'll give you power to not fall within temptation. So just by giving those few verses, and I'll give a little bit more in the week, it is crucial for us to study the word. Again, like Paul said to Timothy, be diligent to prove yourself approved to God. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. As believers, we need to be approved and attested to God. We need to be found worthy by being students of the word. So the only way we can be students of the word is knowing, what are all these different translations? How do I find a good study Bible? Study Bibles are expensive. You know, you have Dake Study Bible, you have Thompson Chain Reference Study Bible, you've got the NIV application, Life Study Bibles. You've got so many different study Bibles. Which one is correct? And which one is worth the money, the finances for you to invest in? I want us to start with the different translations, and I will be so quick with this because in the mornings we aspire to do only 10 to 15 minutes that could refresh you, give you practical keys. You have three different types of Bible groupings where your Bible translations fall under, and this is very important. And number one, you have a word by word, a word for word translation, a literal translation. Number two, you have a thought for thought translation. And then number three, you've got a paraphrased translation. That is very important because you cannot do exegetical Bible study on a thought for thought or a paraphrased translation. It has to be a word for word translation. What is a word for word translation? Those are the translations that are your King James Version, which I believe is one of the most accurate King James Version Bible. You've got the New King James Version, which is my favorite. It doesn't have your these and thous and thou and thou shalt not shant and this. It doesn't have Saint Matthew. It's got a bit of a more modern English. New King James, the NKJV. I would recommend that to anybody that is listening. Then you have the ESV, the English Standard Version, also very, very good Bible translation. And in some areas, it is very accurate, even more accurate than your New King James Version. Then you have many other translations falling under the word for word. Your Amplified, one of my favorite as well, it's also a word for word translation. Your NASB, your New American Standard Bible. You have your HCSV Bible translation. You've got your RSV, Revised a Standard Version. You've got, you know, those versions that I just, the abbreviations that I just mentioned, they are your word for word. The main ones which I like to use is King James Version, New King James Version, ESV, and Amplified. Those four under a word for word translation is what I use for my Bible study. It means it is the most accurate to do a word study. Your other two groupings, remember I said the other ones is thought for thought and then paraphrased. Your thought for thought Bibles Is your Bibles like your New International Version, NIV? It's your New Living Translation, your NLT. It is your Good News Bible, your GNB. It is, a very famous Bible, NET, Net Bible. You've got your NRSV there. I would say your main thought-for-thought Bibles, which I also like to use, but as a side study. After I do my word-for-word studies, I'll use a thought-for-thought translation just to add some richness to a verse, and that is NIV, NLT, and your Good News, New International, New Living Translation, and your Good News Bible. Then, of course, your third grouping, as I mentioned, is your paraphrased Bible. Your paraphrased. Many of you will know your paraphrased version. I love them. I think the paraphrased versions are so good. That is your Message Bible. That is your TLB, the Living Bible. That is your Passion Translation Bible, which they have the New Testament, and I understand that they are busy doing the Old Testament on that. You've got your Passion, very powerful translation. Then you have another special translation, which I want you to remember. It's called the West New Testament, W-U-E-S-T, W-E-S-T, West Translation. It is almost like an amplified. What it does is it takes the Greek and expounds a verse exactly what it says in the Greek. Very powerful translation. I would say that falls under your paraphrased. It's like a type of Message Bible, but just very powerful in itself. So look, your paraphrase, Message, Passion, and the Living Bible. I use all three of those. I love them. But again, to add onto my original Bible study. Now, I use that translations just to get to the point of which Bible is the best for you. I would say, don't only depend on a NIV or an NLT, even though it's very easy to read. I would encourage you to have a New King James, NKJV, or a King James Version, or an ESV, English Standard Version, or at least an Amplified, to do your word studies, to understand the actual Greek and not to be misled or misguided. Some verses are taken out of your modern translations, we understand that. But use those three Bibles as your word-for-word translations. Then have a thought-for-thought translation on the side, like a NIV, very powerful. And then a paraphrase, like a Message, Passion, and the Living Bible. Now, these Bibles, I don't have them in physical form. I only have my word-for-word study Bibles in a physical Bible copy. The others I just get from the internet because it just adds onto my study. But how do you choose what is the best Bible for you? I would encourage you to get a word-for-word version. If you want to do a powerful inductive study, if you want to do an exegetical study of Scripture, I would say get a word-for-word version. Number two, get a study Bible that's very comfortable for you. You know, I personally, that is just me, that is not endorsing or even advertising, but I personally use the Dake Study Bible and the Thompson Chain Reference Study Bible. I personally use those two Bibles as my study Bibles when it comes to my devotional time. Now, they are a bit big to carry around for preaching, so on, so I've got a smaller Bible for preaching, but those two I use for my Bible study. Then I want to encourage you that the study Bible that you get, make sure the commentaries are accurate. I found that the Dakes and the Thompson Chain Reference is very powerful in the commentaries. There might be one or two flaws just because of some different doctrinal beliefs that they had during their dispensation, during their time, and what God has revealed for them. But I believe those commentaries are powerful. You get some other study Bibles where the commentaries are not good, and it is bypassing or violating our Orthodox Christian faith. So I would encourage you to get a Bible with a good commentary. Again, I like the Dake Study Bible, Thompson Chain Reference. And before I used those two, I used a Spirit-Filled Life Bible. I really still enjoy it up to this day, and I know many people enjoy that. So I also want to encourage you that the commentaries you get with a Bible study does not replace God's Word. Remember, a commentary is just somebody's commentary. It's just the theologian or someone that was used, and you have from Matthew Henry to, you got so many commentaries. I've got hundreds of commentaries on my digital Bible software, Bible study software. It is a commentary. It never replaces the Word. So Never depend only on a commentary. Let it enrich your word study, your Bible study. So my last point is, how do you choose a Bible? Get a physical Bible, please. Do not use your phone or your iPad or your computer. You can use it as a side thing, but don't you have a physical book and a Bible that have enough space for you to write and make notes in. Those are simple little practical steps I give you that I would like to give you in relation to how to choose the correct Bible for you. Remember, word for word version, a Bible that is comfortable, one that has a very good commentary and a reference, scripture references. I prefer the Thompson Chain reference. And then there is also a very good study material, the Knaves Topical Bible. I really love it because the depth that you can go in with that Bible, giving you scripture reference to scripture to scripture, a very powerful resource. So again, these are simple little traits that you can use, simple keys to choose the right study Bible. Now you know the different types of translations: word for word, thought for thought, paraphrased. Word for word, I choose King James, New King James, or ESV. Thought for thought, I choose NIV, NLT, or Good News. Paraphrased, I choose Message, Amplified, Passion, and I believe the West New Testament as well under that. But those you can all have in electronic form. Have your study Bible, a word for word. I hope this episode has blessed you. It's 15 minutes of how to choose the right study Bible and the different translations. You know, and this week I'll open up a little bit about methods you can use and benefits and promises and things that you can apply to make your devotional time more fulfilling, more richer. So if you enjoyed and enjoying this podcast, I want to ask you to please share it with some friends, like this podcast, follow us on Podbean. You can visit our website at encounterchurch.co.za, at leondeprier.com, our YouTube channel. But please do share this podcast, and that this word and these devotionals can get to everyone out there. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.